This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha have been adjourned till 12 noon amid sloganeering by the opposition members over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m., Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla took up the question hour. The opposition members started sloganeering, demanding discussion on Operation Sindoor and special intensive revision in Bihar and other issues. Mr. Birla appealed to the opposition to allow question hour as the questions are related to agriculture and farmers. Union Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan also requested the members of the House to cooperate in the smooth conduct of business as most of the questions were related to farmers' concern. The opposition members continued their protest, due to which the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon. A meeting of the floor leaders of the India Bloc was held today at the Parliament House complex. The meeting was attended by Congress President and Leader of the Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, and Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, along with several members of Parliament from various India Bloc parties. Leaders of the Bloc deliberated on a common strategy for the ongoing monsoon session of Parliament. The Maharashtra government today moved the Supreme Court against the Bombay High Court's decision to acquit all the 12 accused in the 7-Eleven train blasts case of 2006. The Supreme Court has agreed to list the case for hearing on the 24th of July. The blasts, which occurred on the 11th of July 2006, had killed over 180 people and injured several others across Mumbai's suburban train network. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch the NISAR Earth Observation Satellite, developed jointly with American Space Agency, NASA, on the 30th of this month at 1740 hours from Sriharikota. More from our correspondent.
NISAR, developed jointly with NASA, will be the sharpest eye in the sky. It is the first satellite to observe the Earth with a dual-frequency synthetic aperture radar. NASA's L-band and ISRO's S-band radar will use NASA's large 12-meter unfurlable mesh reflector antenna that is integrated to ISRO's modified satellite. The L-band radar can penetrate thick forests and dense vegetation, while the S-band provides crystal-clear surface details. It will observe Earth using sweeps SAR technology for the first time. These radars can detect subtle changes in Earth's surface to monitor sea ice, vegetation, storm tracking, soil moisture changes, surface water mapping, and disaster probabilities. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Bengaluru.
Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said that Prasar Bharati has been piloting AI-driven solutions in the newsroom to meet the requirements of the future. Mr. Dwivedi said this during the inaugural session of the 20th Asia Media Summit 2025 at Siem Reap in Cambodia. Mr. Dwivedi, who is also president of the Asia-Pacific Institute for Broadcast Development General Conference, highlighted that the rapid evolution of artificial intelligence is fundamentally reshaping the news and broadcasting industry.
Media content creation through AI-powered tools and the Digital Newsroom Masterclass, I believe, will equip our teams with the latest skills in digital journalism, data storytelling, and ethical reporting. As the media landscape evolves, the principle of universal access remains at the heart of public service broadcast. In India, our DD Freelish platform has brought free, high-quality television content to over 50 million households.
A British Navy F-35 fighter aircraft, which had made an emergency landing at Thiruvananthapuram International Airport on June the 14th, departed today after undergoing successful repairs. A UK engineering team deployed to the site since July the 6th carried out extensive maintenance and safety checks, paving the way for the jet to resume active service. The death toll in the Bangladesh aircraft crash has reached 27, and 78 more are receiving treatment at different hospitals. A total of 20 bodies have been handed over to the family members. The final one-day international between India and England women would be played at Chesterfield Street in England this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.